Today we are going to study from the book of Mark, chapter 16. This is a small chapter, has only 20 verses, and this chapter talks about the resurrection of Jesus Christ. We already studied in book of Matthew about the resurrection of Jesus Christ in Matthew chapter 28. If you want to know more about resurrection, you can read Matthew 28, Mark chapter 16, Luke chapter 24, and John chapter 20. You will get the whole story. Mark just writes in a short form. So that's why he just gave only 20 verses. So let's go and read book of Mark chapter 16. Verse 1 and 2.
And when the Sabbath was past, Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of James and Salome had bought sweet spices, that they might come and anoint him. And very early in the morning, the first day of the week, they came unto the sepulchre at the rising of the sun.
Now here we read, few names are given. These ladies came early in the morning. It was still dark, sun was slowly rising. But one thing I would like to point out, here we see Mark chapter 16 verse 1 says mother of James. And some people might be thinking, what happened to Mary, mother of Jesus? Why she did not come to this tomb? But Mark, instead of saying mother of Jesus, he says mother of James. And if you read Mark chapter 15 verse 47, there also he does not say mother of Jesus, but there he says mother of Jews. Mark chapter 15, verse 47.
And Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of Joseph beheld where he was laid.
Now here we see, Mark says two times, in Mark 15, mother of Joseph, a Jews, and Mark 16, mother of James. But there are so many people do not believe that Mary had other children. But the Bible says Mary had other children. Let's read in book of Matthew, chapter 13, verse 55.
Is not this the carpenter's son? Is not his mother called Mary, and his brethren James and Joseph and Simon and Judas?
So from these verses you know Mary had other sons and daughters. So that's why Mark did not say mother of Jesus, but he says mother of James. Let's read the Mark chapter 16, verse 3.
And they said among themselves, who shall roll us away the stone from the door of the sepulchre?
Now here Mark is saying in his writing, these ladies were saying, who will roll the stone away from the sepulchre or from that tomb? But Matthew tells us that the Pharisees and the chief priests asked the Pilate to seal the tomb and keep the guards. So these ladies didn't know they were guards, and the tomb is sealed. Let's read in Matthew 27, starting from verse 62 to 65.
Now the next day that followed the day of the preparation, the chief priests and Pharisees came together unto Pilate, saying, Sir, we remember that that deceiver said while he was yet alive, After 3 days I will rise again. Command therefore that the sepulchre be made sure until the third day, lest his disciples come by night and steal him away, and say unto the people, He is risen from the dead. So the last error shall be worse than the first. Pilate said unto them, Ye have a watch, go your way, make it as sure as ye can.
From this we know, Matthew gives a little bit detailed explanation that the stone was sealed, the tomb was sealed, and there were guards also. But the mark just simply says, when this lady says, Who will roll away the stone? And Mark chapter 16 verse 4, it says, The stone was already rolled away.
And when they looked, they saw that the stone was rolled away, for it was very great.
Now here we see, he said, The stone was already rolled away, and the stone was great. But the Matthew gives us a little bit in detail how the tomb was sealed and how there were guards there and who rolled the stone away. Matthew chapter 28, and if you read from verses 1 to 6, we see the angel of the Lord comes and rolls the stone away.
In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulchre. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven, and came and rolled back the stone from the door, and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning, and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake, and became as dead men. And the angel answered, and said unto the women, Fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come, see the place where the Lord lay.
So we read in Matthew that stone was not automatically rolled away. There was an earthquake, and the earthquake also did not roll the stone away, but the angel of the Lord came and rolled the stone away. So we see that stone was not easy to be rolled. Earthquake was not able to roll the stone. But the angel of the Lord came and rolled the stone away. Let's go to the book of Mark, chapter 16, and let's read verses 5 to 8.
And entering into the sepulchre, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, clothed in a long white garment, and they were affrighted. And he saith unto them, Be not affrighted. Ye seek Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. Behold the place where they laid him. But go your way, tell his disciples and Peter that he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him, as he said unto you. And they went out quickly, and fled from the sepulchre, for they trembled and were amazed. Neither said they anything to any man, for they were afraid.
Now here we read that they came, saw the empty tomb, and they saw the young man, but actually it was an angel. And the angel talked to them and told them that Jesus Christ is risen, he is not here, and go and tell other disciples. But Mark says they did not go and tell anybody because they were afraid. But the Saint John says even the other ladies, they went away, but Mary Magdalene didn't go. And she is the only one goes and tells the Peter and John, and the Peter and John comes and sees the tomb. And when that is recorded in St. John chapter 20 verses 2 to 10. Then when she tells the Peter and John, and they both ran to the tomb, John went first and he stood there. Peter came from behind and he entered into it, and they saw the cloth and the empty tomb. And the word of God says, St. John chapter 20 verse 8, John, even though he saw the empty tomb And Jesus was not there, but he saw the clothes and he believed that Jesus Christ is risen. But I don't think Peter believed, and they just walked away and they went to their own houses. Let's read St. John chapter 20 and verse 8 only.
Then went in also that other disciple which came first to the sepulchre, and he saw and believed.
When you see the other disciple, that is John. And the word of God says he saw everything and he believed. And so now, let's go back to the book of Mark and let's start reading from verse 9 to 11.
Now when Jesus was risen early the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had cast seven devils. And she went and told them that had been with him, as they mourned and wept. And they, when they had heard that he was alive, and had been seen of her, believed not.
Now here we read that Mary Magdalene saw Jesus first. And she goes and tells others, and they did not believe. St. John gives a little bit detailed story. All the ladies were gone. Peter and John, they left. But Mary stood there and she was weeping and crying, and she did not want to leave the place. And then we see Jesus meets her, and she saw Jesus first. Let's read in St. John chapter 20, starting from verse 11 to 18.
But Mary stood without at the sepulchre weeping, and as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the sepulchre, and seeth two angels in white sitting, the one at the head and the other at the feet where the body of Jesus had lain. And they say unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? She saith unto them, Because they have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him. And when she had thus said, she turned herself back and saw Jesus standing, and knew not that it was Jesus. Jesus saith unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? She, supposing him to be the gardener, saith unto him, Sir, if thou have borne him hence, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away. Jesus saith unto her, Mary. She turned herself, and saith unto him, Rabboni, which is to say, Master. Jesus saith unto her, Touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father. But go to my brethren, and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father, and your Father, and to my God, and your God. Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord, and that he had spoken these things unto her.
Now here we see Mary Magdalene saw Jesus first. And there are so many other people will have doubt in their minds. Why Jesus Christ just met Mary, and why other people didn't see him? Even the Jesus' mother, here Mark says the mother of James, she was there and she didn't see Jesus, and other ladies were with her, and so they were disappointed and they walked away. But then Mary stood back and she saw Jesus. Now the Mary comes and tells other ladies that I saw Jesus. But nobody believed what Mary was saying, because everybody started thinking in their mind, Mary had seven demons, and she might be thinking something which is not true. She saw angels, and she might have got mixed up with the angels and Jesus, or she just this is just her imagination. So nobody believed. But here we see in book of Matthew chapter 28, let's read verse 9 and 10. Here Jesus comes, and other ladies were able to see Jesus, not only see, but touch his feet and worship him.
And as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them, saying, All hail. And they came and held him by the feet and worshipped him. Then said Jesus unto them, Be not afraid. Go tell my brethren that they go into Galilee, and there shall they see me.
Now see, Here Matthew says, not only Mary Magdalene saw first, just like Mark said. Mary Magdalene saw Jesus first. Then she comes and tells other ladies, and I don't think they believed her right away. But as she was might be talking to them, and Jesus comes and shows everybody that he is alive and he is risen. In between, when he said to Mary in St. John chapter 20, touch me not, because I did not go to my Father. Can you imagine? Within a split second, I don't know how many minutes or hours were in between, Jesus Christ went to heaven and came back. And now, including Mary Magdalene and all other ladies, were able to touch Jesus' feet and worship him. After they worshipped, then again Jesus told them, go and tell my disciples. And so they went and told the disciples, still no one believed. Let's go to the book of Mark, chapter 16, and start reading from verse 12 and 13.
After that he appeared in another form unto two of them, as they walked and went into the country. And they went and told it unto the residue, neither believed they them.
Now here Mark is saying, Jesus Christ met other disciples, two disciples. They were going to another village. And he appeared to them, and he talked to them, and he explained everything from Moses to all the Psalms and prophets. And we don't have time to read all of this, but you have to go to book of Luke and start reading chapter 24, verses 13 to 32. And there we see he made two disciples. And when they saw Jesus Christ, they returned from there and they came to Jerusalem, and they were witnessing to other disciples also. And still, nobody believed. Let's go to the book of Mark, chapter 16, verse 14. Book of Mark, chapter 16, verse 14.
Afterward he appeared unto the 11 as they sat at meat, and upbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they believed not them which had seen him after he was risen.
Now, here we see Jesus comes while these ladies were talking about Jesus appeared to them. Two disciples coming from the Emmaus village, and they are also talking that they saw Jesus. And until now, nobody was believing. Then Jesus comes when the doors were closed, and he comes and he rebukes them for their unbelief. You have to read in St. John chapter 20, and you have to read more in Luke chapter 24 and Matthew chapter 28. We do not have time to go to all these books and read all those chapters. But here we see Jesus Christ comes and he rebuked them for their unbelief. Now Mark says only 11 disciples he came and met. But we know 11 disciples plus all these ladies, including Mother of Jesus. And one time when he came in a St. John chapter 20, Thomas was not there. And we see that Thomas also later on met Jesus Christ. But you have to go and read in a St. John chapter 20. So let's go back to the Mark chapter 16, and let's read from verse 15 to 18.
And he said unto them, go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues, they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover.
Now here Mark records the last message of Jesus Christ. He gives you very short message, verses 15 to 18, but he tells you everything in these few verses. He says Jesus Christ told them, go into all the world and preach them and teach them, and not only one country but around the world, every person who is breathing or who is able to listen, tell everyone, every creature, every person, tell them. And then he says, whoever believes in me, baptize them and they shall be saved. So there are so many people say, why I have to be baptized? If I believe Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, that's enough. Because in a book of Acts, chapter 16, verse 31, when that jailer says, what should I do? Paul says, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved and your household. Book of Romans, chapter 10, verses 9 and 10, it doesn't say here about water baptism. It just says, believe in Jesus Christ in your heart and confess with your mouth and you shall be saved. So many people are confused and saying, we don't need a water baptism. But here Jesus Christ is saying very clearly, he says, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. But he that believeth not shall be damned. So believing means what? Believe the teaching of Jesus Christ. Receive the teaching of Jesus Christ. Receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And Jesus Christ said, if you love me, you will follow me. And he says, my commandments, they are not so hard. They are not so grievous. So if you love me, you will obey my commandments. So if somebody is against water baptism, I'm not teaching you about water baptism right now, but I'm just giving you a point. If you really love the Lord Jesus Christ, you will not deny the teaching about water baptism. You will be gladly will receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and you will take the water baptism. If you want to know more about water baptism, I have already made 3 CDs in detailed study about the water baptism. So here Jesus Christ says, you believe, be baptized, and not only that, he has given the commandments, go and lay hand on sick, and sick will be recovering, and he says you will do signs and wonders and miracles in the name of Jesus. And not only that, he says, if you drink any deadly poisonous things, it will not harm you. I don't have time to tell you, but one time, one person gave me deadly poisonous things to drink, and I didn't want to drink it. I said, I don't want to drink. I'm not thirsty. It's a long story, but I believed it that Mark chapter 16 says so. So I believed it. I laid hand and I said, Lord, you sanctify this, and I drank it, and thank God, I am still alive. But the people who gave me these things to drink, they were camping there for so many months and they were fundraising. And I told them, I'll come back 9 o'clock because I have to visit somebody, and I'll come back. When I came back, they all ran. From that, I know that they gave me some poisonous things. But this word says that if you drink any deadly poisonous things, it will not harm you. So God has given us power and authority. But you have to go and read Matthew chapter 28. Jesus Christ says, go around the world, preach, teach, baptize them in the name of the Father, the name of the Son, and name of the Holy Spirit. And he said, I will be with you until the end of the age. And you have to read in book of Luke chapter 24. There also he gave some teaching. So in short, what I'm trying to say, Jesus Christ's last message is in Matthew 28, Mark chapter 16, Luke chapter 24, and even the John chapter 21. We see explanation what Jesus Christ said to his disciples. But actually, if you want to know more about his teaching when he wanted to go, you can read in St. John chapter 13 to the end of the book. You will know all the messages, the end messages or last messages Jesus Christ gave to his disciples. Let's go back to the Mark chapter 16 and let's read following two last verses, 19 and 20.
So then, after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven, and sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them, and confirming the word with signs following. Amen.
Now see, here we read, Jesus Christ went to heaven, and sat down at the right hand of God, right hand of the Father. They went from there and start preaching and doing signs and wonders and miracles. But it did not happen right away. Because if you read in a book of Luke and book of Acts, Jesus Christ said, do not leave the city, stay in Jerusalem until you receive the Holy Spirit. And when the Holy Spirit comes, you will be my witnesses, starting from Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and uttermost part of the world. And that's the way it happened, but Mark said it in a short form. And so disciples, they did not go to preach, or they did not go to baptize anyone until they received the Holy Spirit. And then we read in a book of Acts chapter 2, when the Holy Spirit came on the day of Pentecost, and they filled with the Holy Spirit, they start speaking in tongue and glorifying God. And many people came to see what's happening. And then disciples start preaching to them in their own languages. And many people got saved. They start saying to Peter, what should we do? Then Peter told them they should be baptized. And that day, 3,000 people got saved and baptized. So in short, we studied the book of Mark. And if you want to study more, you can read in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. But we have studied about resurrection. There are several CDs I made about the proof of resurrection. And so, please study them, write to us. We will be more than happy to give you more study on the resurrection of Jesus Christ or the proof of resurrection. Now, I believe that we covered the book of Mark, and as I said, there were only 1 to 20 verses, and we finished it. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you. You are a great God. You are a miracle-working God. You came from heaven. You died for us. You rose again. You are a living God. And your word says, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and be baptized and even filled with the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, for giving us grace to believe in Jesus Christ, to be baptized immersively, and to receive the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongue. We are so grateful to you. Bless each and everyone who is listening to my voice. And let them study the Word of God, grow in the grace and the knowledge of God, supply all their needs according to your riches and glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen.